not in the right mood today. I might sound weird. Anyway, hi, this is Linda, me again, and you again, hopefully. I've been using this website, www.dnvod.tv. It's got a lot of good stuff there. Movies, talk shows, variety shows. Go check it out. You'll find it very useful and entertaining. I haven't cleaned my bedroom for a while. It's a mess in there. My socks are on the nightstand and there are clothes all over the floor. Anyway, don't let me bore you with any more of my depressing life. As usual, we have a song here called Don't by Billy Currington. I don't even know if that's the correct way to say the name. Currington? I've prepared some English words that might come in handy one day to you, hopefully. And of course, you've got me here, the boring Linda. So I guess we're all set. We're all good to go. You ain't leaving me like this. It just ain't right. 今天呢，为大家准备了十个以上的短语吧。刚才啰嗦了一大堆，那么废话就不讲那么多了，咱们一起来听歌学英语吧。第一个短语叫做 play hooky, H-O-O-K-Y, hooky。这个单词是一个名词，表示逃学、逃学者。play hooky 就是逃学或者旷工。上星期他连续两天没有上学。She played hooky from school 2 days in a row last week.小孩子嘛，偶尔都会逃学，但是像我小妹这样频繁逃学是不行的，会影响到她的成绩。Every kid plays hooky once in a while, but playing hooky as often as my little sister does is a serious problem. It's affecting her grades. 听下面一个句子：即使输掉比赛，也不要灰心。风水轮流转，你总会有赢的那一天。Don't feel sad if you lose the game. Every dog has its day. 对了，我们要学习的就是这一句。Every dog has its day. 每一条狗都会有它风光的一天。那么就比喻成风水轮流转。下面一句。More and more people now pack the leftovers in a doggy bag.现在呢，越来越多的人都会把吃剩下的饭菜打包回家。要学的是短语 doggy bag， a doggy bag， 打包的袋子。下面一句 ，We are working like dogs these days。我们最近都快忙成狗了。Work like a dog。Work like a dog 就是卖命的工作，拼命工作，苦干。接着往下听，money has been really tight lately。这句话字面意思是最近钱有点紧张，那么就比喻成最近手头有点紧。你是个放马后炮的人。You are a Monday morning quarterback. 你是个放马后炮的人。You are a Monday morning quarterback. 这个 Monday morning quarterback 就是放马后炮的人。Monday morning 就是周一的早上。Quarterback 是四分卫。那么这个短语的来源呢，就是一般周末打完比赛以后，周一早上就会有很多评论家去评论一下，那昨天的四分卫应该怎么样，所以呢，大家就管这帮放马后炮的人叫做 Monday Morning Quarterback。下面一个，他这是在小题大做 ，He's making a mountain out of a molehill。A mountain out of a molehill 就是小题大做 molehill M-O-L-E-H-I-L-L molehill 就是鼹鼠丘琐事或者小困难小障碍等等意思往下听 She just totally dropped the ball drop the ball 把 球给丢掉了，打球的时候失手掉了手上的球，这是一严重的失误，那么之后呢就引申为搞砸。所以这一句 She just totally dropped the ball 就是她把事情完全搞砸了。 The next one, It's a load off my shoulder, 这让我如释重负。 A load 就是一种重量， Off my shoulder 从我的肩膀上拿开了。It's a load off my shoulder, 就是这让我如释重负。 It would be a win-win situation for us, 这对我们将是双赢局面。 Win-win, 双赢， A win-win situation 就是一种双赢的局面。 I chose to put one step forward, One step forward, 向前走一步。那么这句话的意思就是我选择挺身而出。 I just wanna get this off my chest, 我只是想把这个都说出来，我只是想宣泄一下。 To get something off one's chest 就是把某事情呢从胸中释放出来，也就是宣泄出来，说出来。 I just wanna get this off my chest,我只是觉得不吐不快。最后一个， If I screw this one up, I'm gonna get canned. 如果我把这件事情搞砸了，那么我肯定会被炒鱿鱼的，那么我肯定就得滚蛋了。这个句子当中的 to get canned 就是被炒鱿鱼、被解雇、失业。以上就是今天可可提的英语栏目的所有内容了，我是 Lina, 感谢各位的收听和陪伴，咱们下期见。